Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. The feds are putting some serious heat on the mob across the Northeast today. The New England Mafia's top boss, Luigi Louie Menacchio, was arraigned in Providence this morning after the FBI scooped him up in Florida. In other organized crime news, Massachusetts Attorney General Martha Coakley submitted legislation at the State House today that she says would give law enforcement better tools to crack down on human trafficking.
This bill would be an important first step to combat what is an egregious crime of human trafficking, both for sexual servitude and for labor. It is a public safety issue and it is a human rights issue.
Now, in 2011, it's hard to believe that the law isn't already pretty tough on slavery. But Coakley today painted a grim picture of forced labor markets that might not fit so neatly into some very old legal boxes. WBUR's Steve Brown is at the State House, and he's with us now to explain. Hi there, Steve.
Hi, Meghna.
So what specifically will this bill do?
Well, it puts on the books penalties for those who engage in and profit from the practice of human trafficking, both sexual servitude and forced labor. These are the pimps and other individuals who coerce people, who are often young girls, sometimes from the suburbs, sometimes from foreign countries, to work for them as prostitutes or unpaid forced servants. Now, believe it or not, Massachusetts is one of only five states in the country without any human trafficking laws on the books. Now, specifically, the bill makes it a crime to traffic in people for sexual servitude. The maximum penalty there would be 20 years. Same thing for trafficking in people for forced labor. The maximum penalty there would be 15 years. There'd be even more severe penalties for people who exploit child victims under the age of 18.
And how bad is the problem now, Steve?
Well, it's a lot worse than you'd think. Worldwide, it's estimated that 27 million people are trafficked internationally and domestically, netting $32 billion a year. Now, a woman spoke at the news conference this morning. Her name's Audrey Porter. She says she takes offense at the term former prostitute. She prefers instead to be called a survivor of the commercial sex industry. She now works with women and young girls who are the victims of human trafficking, and the stories they tell are horrifying.
When I was out there, I was visible. Like, the police did know who I was. But today, it is with the internet. Our children are being put in a hotel room. You know, they're taking these pictures, put in a hotel room, and no one is there. You know, they have no way of anyone finding them. And it is a real, real scary situation.
So, Steve, if the people who are being forced into human traffic and sexual slavery are different now than they used to be, who are the perpetrators of the crime?
Well, we're hearing that gangs now have resorted to and are making money from this sort of thing. Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis was there this morning. He said proceeds from human trafficking fuels gangs and some of their activities. And Suffolk County DA Dan Connolly told the story of a pimp from Avon named Ryan Dunton.
And he knew that while you can sell a drug only once, you can sell a teenage girl over and over again. Ryan Dunton called himself Mr. Real, and he even had the moniker tattooed on the skin of a girl he'd named Precious. Dunton had lured Precious into prostitution when she was just 16, and he turned her out on Craigslist in the pages of the Boston Phoenix. By the time she came to our attention, she was 19. And showing the ropes to this pimp's latest acquisition, another 16-year-old girl. Dunton approached this teenager in a bus station, and he told her that she could make a lot of money if she worked for him. Within just a few days, he had taken her cell phone away and was driving her to cities and towns all around Boston to turn her out just as he had done with Precious.
Now, I'm told that Dunton is just finishing up a 3-year prison sentence for those crimes. He'll be on probation for 5 more years. Obviously, if this law had been on the books, he would have remained in prison a lot longer.
Steve, I understand there's now a different approach also being made by law enforcement towards people who are caught up as prostitutes.
Yes, there is. I was shocked to hear this morning that many of the laws pertaining to prostitution in Massachusetts were written back in the 18th and 19th centuries, and Attorney General Martha Coakley says that many of those have not been updated since. Now we're dealing with high tech and the internet, and it's making it much easier to operate below the radar. Here in Suffolk County, there's been a trend to look harder at the pimps and the Johns and approach the prostitutes more as victims. The legislation being proposed would codify that viewpoint statewide. While the bill doesn't call for any specific spending, Coakley and other lawmakers and the law enforcement officials say that more needs to be spent to provide more services for the victims of human trafficking.
Well, WBUR's Steve Brown is at the State House. Steve, thank you so much.
Thank you, Magna.